Hey everyone, Lewis here. I have a new project to share with you that if you like off-campus history, I think you might enjoy. I have a new podcast I'm creating with Steve Penfold, who, in addition to being a past guest on off-campus history, is a professor of history at the University of Toronto. Our new podcast is titled Listening TO History, and it delves into the history of Toronto, though I think it'll interest anyone curious about Canadian history generally. We've had a great time recording the first few episodes already, and I think if you check it out, you'll both learn something and enjoy yourself. We also have plans for a crossover episode between Listening TO History and Off-Campus History, so don't be too surprised if you see a new episode in this feed at some point. Our first episode of Listening TO History is already out, and I'm now going to play the trailer for you. I'm excited about this project, and I hope you'll check it out. Thanks, everyone! Hello, and welcome to Listening TO History, the podcast all about the histories that made Toronto. Who are we? Why are we hosting this podcast?
I'm Steve Penfold, and I am a professor of history at the University of Toronto, where I've taught for 20 years, and I've become increasingly interested in the history of Toronto over the last 5 or 6 years.
And I'm Lewis Reedwood. I'm a PhD candidate at the University of Toronto. I don't really specialize in Toronto history, actually, and I grew up outside of the city, but I know some stuff about Canadian history. I'm kind of along for the ride.
Well, when you grow up in the GTA, the first thing you learn, if you become hip and you kind of de-Toronto your mind, is make sure there's a token Saskatchewaner in any project that you're involved in.
So that's who we are. And why should people listen to a podcast about the history of Toronto?
There's a sense that Toronto's a bit boring. Vancouver has landscape and mountains and like dramatic stories, and, you know, British Columbia, where everything seems just a little more extreme. Montreal has like the bicultural conflict. You know, New York is Gotham, the great emerging world metropolis. LA is this post-war sprawling landscape, whereas Toronto's like, well, it's flat. There's a lake. It's British. It's kind of boring. It's just a big city. And I think our sort of argument is that in some ways, the things that people think are boring about Toronto are actually some of the more interesting stories. Its connection to Britishness, its connection to empire, its connection to colonialism, its multiplicity of peoples that kind of get grafted on to this British imperial outpost. So some of the stories that we think are boring are actually what make it really interesting. But also, that sort of sense that's boring means that some of the stories just have never been turned up. And so there's all sorts of Toronto history that I think there are stories still to be told.
Yeah. I think people are not very aware of Toronto's history.
And a lot of the things that we think we know, we probably need to re-know in better ways.
So join us as we trek through this city and its history.
I was actually in the Humber River the other week.
You were in the river?
Well, I did put my foot in, but it was very cold. So there's a lot of conflicting accounts. So I decided I would go up to the City of Toronto Archives to have a look.
I actually looked through the original list of shareholders in the company, which identifies where each one of them lived.
And I dashed across Queen's Park Circle, and I kind of like ran into a statue that I'd never really been conscious of before.
And as we explore Toronto's past, we might even have some fun.
Like Simcoe. Simcoe renamed it after his dad.
Oh yeah, this is for my dad. It just happens to be my own name as well.
It just happens to be my name, yeah. It's like the second law of Toronto history is that people from Toronto are jerks, particularly the elites. One of the more interesting bylaws actually was the bylaw that controlled nuisances. You couldn't throw garbage into the streets or the alleys, which I think is a pretty good bylaw to pass. Like, I think that's pretty important.
I disagree. Yeah. I think just dump it in the street.
I mean, you're going to love this one then. You couldn't leave putrid fish on the pier.
Oh, you can't do anything anymore.
No, exactly. remember when the city used to be fun and you could just leave your putrid fish lying around? The other thing, of course, that I think that's important about this podcast is it's an opportunity for me to share my loathing of Casa Loma.
So, we hope you'll join us and listen TO History.
But also, nobody should ask me about Casa Loma. Don't send me emails about Casa Loma. Don't ask me questions on the street or in class about Casa Loma. I will fly into a rage. I hate Casa Loma. Casa Loma is an evil place that, as far as I'm concerned, has ruined Toronto.